to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. No more ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The truce expiring overnight with Israeli forces back to attacking Hamas targets in Gaza. As for hostages, so far nearly 100 hostages have been released by Hamas, 8 just yesterday.
More than 130 hostages still believed held in captivity in Gaza.
It's a nightmare.
One of the 8 Americans missing is Iris Hagai Liniato's mom, Judy. The last time Judy and her husband were seen was during their morning walk on October 7th.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Also, overseas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Dubai today for the COP28 climate summit, world leaders celebrating a new landmark resolution that tackles the relationship between what we eat and climate change. 130 countries signing the resolution. And a vote in the House is scheduled to expel New York Congressman George Santos over charges of fraud and lying to federal officials. This is ABC News. A sharp increase in suicides by firearm.
The CDC says suicides by firearm reached an all-time high, rising 11% since 2019. It's estimated more than 27,000 Americans died of suicide by firearm last year. An increase was seen in every racial and ethnic group, but the highest was for American Indian and Alaska Natives, a 66% increase. If you or someone you care about is struggling with thoughts of suicide, you can text or call the suicide and crisis lifeline at 988. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The CDC is monitoring a pneumonia outbreak among 142 children in the Cincinnati area.
We do not believe this is a new or novel pathogen. We believe this is all existing, meaning COVID, flu, RSV.
CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen. And check your email. Google says it will start deleting inactive Gmail accounts. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Hey folks, get ready for a deal of a lifetime. Heckman Real Estate is hosting a home auction right now. Picture this, a charming two-bedroom home on 0.72 acres in Winter, Wisconsin, just an eighth mile from the gas station on County W and Highway 70 at 5226 North Main Street. This gem offers 800 square feet of comfort and tradition, featuring hardwood floors, a newer metal roof, furnace, water heater, and wood backup furnace. Plus, it comes with an attached garage and storage shed. Bid online until Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Opening bid, just $30,000, no contingencies. Visit HeckmanAuction.com for a preview date. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Every day low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Leggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of 7 unions is filing a lawsuit to end the state's near total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The lawsuit was filed in a Dane County court on Thursday. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say that because police and firefighters are able to collectively bargain, but teachers are not, Act 10 violates the state's constitution. Meanwhile, Wisconsin teacher pay isn't keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. I'm Nate Leggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose in overtime in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A surprising loss for Milwaukee. The Bucks made a comeback in the fourth quarter, but Alex Caruso's three-point shot sent it into overtime, and the Bulls win 120 to 113. Adrian Griffin said head coach Billy Donovan had the Bulls ready.
Number one, give them credit. They played extremely hard. Billy got those guys playing with a lot of energy. Well, we didn't do it for the full 48 minutes of the game.
College hoops, big game tomorrow. The Badgers host Marquette at 11:30. The Golden Eagles ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Everyone waiting to see if Taylor Swift will be in Green Bay to see her boyfriend, tight end Travis Kelce. Gymnast Simone Biles will be there to cheer on her husband, Jonathan Owens, who will be covering Kelce.
Try to get hands on him, but keep your leverage. That's the biggest thing. And just comes down to winning, man, and competing.
That's Packers safety Jonathan Owens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining Menu. We're looking ahead to Monday the 1st. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today for your Monday meal, so they can have it all ready to go Monday morning. They're serving up brat in a bun Monday. Mixed baked beans, a little coleslaw, and strudel stick. Locations are in Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls, Phillips. Call them for more information, 715-339-2158 for Price County Senior Dining. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 32 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 17. Saturday remains mostly cloudy. Highs making into the lower 30s. Winds southeast, 5 to 10. Saturday night, still mostly cloudy. Slight chance for light snow or perhaps even just a few flurries developing. Lows fall back to 20. Winds remain southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday, slight chances for light snow or flurries continue. And highs head back into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 8 above.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top-edge performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. A friend of mine who's an avid deer hunter says if you want to extend your hunting beyond the firearm season with a crossbow, a regular bow, or maybe even a muzzleloader, you have to rethink the way you hunt. I'll tell you what he means, but first.
Hey, Fleet Rewards members, save 10% this Sunday through Thursday at Fleet Farm. No rebates, no waiting, no mail-in forms or receipts. The added 10% savings are for all members in-store and online. Not a member? Sign up in minutes to get your additional savings now. Forget the stamps or waiting for rebates. Save 10% during Fleet Rewards Appreciation Days. And thanks for shopping Fleet Farm. Some restrictions apply.
If you're looking to extend your hunt now with crossbow, muzzleloader, or just a regular bow, then you have to start thinking differently, according to a friend of mine who's an avid deer hunter. He says the deer have been pushed all over the place, and now they don't move around so much during the day. We're getting to the end of the rutting period, and that means the bucks aren't going to be nearly as crazy and just running all over the place as they were a few weeks ago. So you have to think about where those bedding deer are going to be, because that's where they're going to be in the daytime. They're going to be sleeping, and they're going to be just relaxing, taking a little break from all the craziness that went on during the day. And at night, they're going to be moving around. We call this the nocturnal period, because the deer go feed at night, they move around at night, and in the daytime, they just rest. So you'll be looking for the deer bedding down near water and food sources. Look for swamps near fields, and you'll find deer there. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Still in me, this ain't over yet. No way it was, I last night I kissed your lips.
and say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember.
QCountry.com. She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging. Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Country. We'll talk a little sports. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter guy, he was in Detroit for the game on Thanksgiving Day, and he will be at Lambeau Field when Taylor Swift makes an appearance there on Sunday night. So he'll chat with us in just a little bit after 9 o'clock. Shopping show savings at 9:15 this morning. We'll do some birthdays right now and give away a cake. So if you have somebody who's celebrating today, we would love to wish him a happy birthday today. Belated, or even for this weekend, birthday or anniversary, give us a call quick to get them in on the drawing, 715-762-3221. All of our birthday celebrants for this first day of December just ahead. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update right now.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. No more ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The truce expiring overnight with Israeli forces back to attacking Hamas targets in Gaza. As for hostages, so far nearly 100 hostages have been released by Hamas.
More than 130 hostages still believed held in captivity in Gaza.
It's a nightmare.
One of the eight Americans missing is Iris Hagai Liniato's mom, Judy. The last time Judy and her husband were seen was during their morning walk on October 7th.
ABC's Matt Gutman. Also overseas, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Dubai today for the COP28 climate summit. World leaders celebrating a new landmark resolution that tackles the relationship between what we eat and climate change. 130 countries signing the resolution. And a vote in the House is scheduled to expel New York Congressman George Santos over multiple charges of fraud and lying to federal officials. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Keller Royce is also interested. A vote is expected by the end of the day on Friday. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's Butternut's Christmas in the Village. At the Butternut Village Hall, you can find a photo-op area with Santa from noon to 2 p.m. And there will be cookies and hot chocolate available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find a food stand sponsored by Butternut Girls Basketball with a bar open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And downtown businesses in Butternut Community Park will have vendors. Then from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., there will be music in the park by Iron Mule.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Brewers offering a player a record deal. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It could be the largest contract for a prospect who's never played an inning yet in the big leagues. An 8-year deal worth $80 million guaranteed to prospect Jackson Chirio, a center fielder who batted .379 in the minors. He's only 19 years old. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament continues in the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. Wisconsin easily beat Jackson State in 3 sets. They advance tonight against the University of Miami. NBA, the Bucks lost last night in overtime to the Bulls. The final 120-113 in Chicago. The Bulls improved to 6-14. Milwaukee now 13-6. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks continue to struggle getting rebounds.
Rebounding is technique, is fundamentals, is turning and checking. Thought we lost sight of our man a couple times, and they just played with more energy and effort on the glass.
That's the Bucks head coach, Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give these things, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, some celebrity ones, and we'll give away a cake. All the celebrants this week. If you're celebrating on this first day of December, you share your day with Sarah Silverman, the actress, the often shocking comedian, too, 53 today. Daryl Ellis from Daryl and Don Ellis Group is 59. Carol Alt, the supermodel, and actress, Private Parts and Others, is 63 today. We got Charlene Tilton, the actress from Totally Blonde. Love Boat, 65. Kim Ritchie, the singer and songwriter, is celebrating a 67th birthday today. Treat Williams, the actor, born on this day, 1951. He passed back in 2023, June of this year, actually. Bette Midler, the Divine Miss M, they call her. She scored in 1973 with the covers of Do You Wanna Dance and Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. And she went on to continue. Wind Beneath My Wings was a huge hit song for her. Actress, 78 for Bette Midler today. Richard Pryor, the groundbreaking comedian and actor. He won 5 Best Comedy Albums, Grammy Awards. Notable films included Harlem Nights, JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling, Brewster's Millions, The Wiz, and others. Richard Pryor, born on this day, 1940. He passed in 2005. Lee Trevino, golf great, is 84. Lee Trevino today. Woody Allen, the one-time television writer and stand-up comedian, has quite a historic. He's had an interesting run. Let's leave it at that. With his former wife, Mia Farrow, and then weird stuff there. We'll just leave it at that. 88 for Alan Konigsberg. That's Woody Allen. Woody Allen's his Hollywood name. And Dick Shawn, the actor, comedian, made memorable appearances in the original film of The Producers and It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Dick Shawn, born on this day, 1923, passed in 1987. On the local front, we got birthday wishes to Taya Kleesgaard, who is celebrating today. Grandma and Grandpa want to wish Taya a very, very happy birthday. We put everybody's name in from the week. Each week, we give away a free cake. All you got to do is tell us about your birthdays. Email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us, or you can call us. Yeah, 715-762-3221. And this week's complimentary birthday cake is going to go to a young man who celebrated on yesterday, Stephen Kerner from down in Phillips. Stephen, you got yourself a free cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations.
Every livestock farmer knows they can't control the weather. Recent growing seasons have shown rain can be hard to come by at times. Now you can add protection with a pasture rangeland forage policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. PRF policies help protect you against future yield losses caused by a lack of rain. Better yet, they're customizable and can cover hay and pasture acres. To learn about a PRF policy, contact your local Ag Country office today.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 32 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 17. Saturday remains mostly cloudy. Highs making into the lower 30s. Winds southeast, 5 to 10. Saturday night, still mostly cloudy. Slight chance for light snow or perhaps even just a few flurries developing. Lows fall back to 20. Winds remain southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday, slight chances for light snow or flurries continue. And highs head back into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 10 above.
Here I go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you. Stirring up a little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling.
Cold bed. Yeah, that's a cold, hard truth.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Scotty McCreary, he came on the morning show a few years ago, and then, like most people's careers, after he came on the morning show, he just blew up. He just became huge.
So, you know, if you want a good shot in your career, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Percentage-wise, I don't think we're doing too good on that, but every once in a while.
We need to put, like, a little, what's it called, little annotations, like, we do not guarantee.
Disclaimer, yeah.
Yeah, it's a disclaimer, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Joel here, Austin's here, we're going to talk with Mike Clemens. He was at Ford Field in Detroit for the Thursday win over the Lions. He will be at Lambeau Field Sunday when Taylor Swift makes her awkward appearance in Green Bay. Taylor Swift and Lambeau Field, that's just like two ends of the universe there. But she will be at Lambeau Field for the Sunday night game, apparently, when the Chiefs are there. So we can look forward to that. We'll chat with him about that. Did you see where Red Lobster, every year they do their unlimited shrimp promotion where you go in, you pay X amount of dollars, and you can have as much shrimp as you want.
That's dangerous with me involved.
Executives announced that they lost anywhere from 20 to 25, or rather, I should say, they lost around $11 million in that promotion this year. And they're going to be upping the price next year from $20 to $25 for the unlimited shrimp. So either the shrimp got more expensive or everybody's bellies just got bigger. I don't know what.
It could be a combination of both.
It could be a combination of both. I'm sure the cost of shrimp is not anything too cheap, but I've often thought of that. For $19.99, I think it was, you could have as much shrimp as you want. You know, the average person, you know, might not hit that, but man, you send the offensive line of the Green Bay Packers into a Red Lobster, they could single-handedly take down their stock about 3%, I think, couldn't they? I mean, just...
Honestly, they might just use it all, depending on if they're fresh out of a game or not.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not going to be doing that. They're still going to be doing it, but it's just going to cost you a little bit more. And to be honest, unlimited shrimp for $25, that's still a pretty good deal.
That is, considering that individual bags are what, like?
Yeah, and then you can chase that with one of those foot-long cookies over at Subway.
Yeah.
And you call it a day.
Actually, you could probably just, you know, cut the cookie in half, make a shrimp sandwich.
Shrimp sandwich. Would that be a raisin cookie or a chocolate chip cookie you're making a sandwich out of there? Peanut butter? What would be better? What would go best with shrimp? Would it be a peanut butter cookie, a raisin cookie, a chocolate chip cookie? Maybe one of Gray's Swedish Chef creations from the weekend? One of those molasses cookies, possibly?
Maybe. I mean, with the chocolate, it would be like a sweet and seafood kind of a combination. Raisins, I don't know how that would go.
Yeah. I'd go with molasses.
Yeah, I'd probably say the molasses.
Be least intruding on the shrimp, maybe.
That would be, yeah.
I don't know if we want a chocolate chip floating around with a...
Probably not. That wouldn't really be that good.
With
although,
a crustacean.
I love shrimp, so I'd probably eat it anyways.
I love chocolate, too, so there you go.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 32 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 17. Saturday remains mostly cloudy, highs making into the lower 30s, winds southeast 5 to 10. Saturday night, still mostly cloudy, slight chance for light snow or perhaps even just a few flurries developing. Lows fall back to 20, winds remain southeast around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday, slight chances for light snow or flurries continue, and highs head back into the lower 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 10 above.
I would like to introduce to you all,
it's Nate Smith. He set my world on fire. Yes, I'm gone.
Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
Just the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
98 Q Country.